USU and Logan in a symbiotic relationship. USU is dependent on Logan, and Logan's dependent on USU. It's absolutely critical that that relationship is effective. I think one advantage that I would have is I come from the university. I'm afraid to tell you how many years I lived here, but it was a lot of years. And 10 of those years, I worked in the provost and the president's office. I know how the university works. I know what the university's issues are. I know who the people are. I know what I think needs to happen in the future. One of the things that I would like to do is to somehow involve the university more with the downtown area. There may be another question on downtown, but one of my concerns is that we have a downtown that's not as vital as it could be. And one of the reasons it's not as vital is because it's not greatly frequented by students. Now, that's not your fault. This ought to be a situation where you go there if there's something there for you. The fact that you don't go and spend a lot of time in the downtown suggests that it really doesn't meet your needs. But I think that needs to change. I think the Downtown Alliance needs student representation. I think the Downtown Alliance needs to be more reflective, or at least what happens downtown needs to be more reflective of the kind of things that students want. So that's increasingly important. For the most part, I think the relationship between Utah State and Logan has been a good relationship, much more positive than in many other communities.